a final destination, the rookie class is signed, and more on this episode of Packer Stack. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Packer Stack, the show all about the Green Bay Packers here at 24/7 Sports. I'm your host, Kevin Boylard. Broadcasting with me soon will be Brian Jones of the Green Bay Packers on 24/7 Sports. We'll welcome him in via Skype shortly. Big show today. We're going to be talking Dez Bryant and the possibility of the Green Bay Packers signing him, Jason Witten, and something he said recently spurring the rumors that this union could eventually happen. And then we'll also talk about the rookie draft class and the Packers getting all 11 of those guys under contract. What an accomplishment that is for the new Packers GM, Brian Gutekunst, and more straight ahead. We'll also be talking about Green Bay as the drunkest city in America and what that means for Packers fans. And what I need you guys to do right now is jump in that poll, vote in the poll. I also need you guys to jump in the comment section, drop your questions for Brian in the comment section now. I'll be reading them throughout the broadcast, and I'll try to answer as many of them and get as many of them to Brian as possible by the end of today's show. If we don't get your question answered from the comment section, don't worry. Make sure you're staying tuned and sticking around until the end of today's show. That is when we'll open up the phone lines and you'll have an opportunity to ask Brian a question directly from your own mouth. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? You know what else is exciting? Getting Brian here right now. Let's welcome him in, Brian Jones of the Green Bay Packers on 24/7 Sports. Brian, how's it going, my man?
Doing good, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. You know, here in the Nashville studio, 24/7 Sports, it's all sunny all the time. And it's a Friday, so we're having a lot of fun and we're doing a Packers show. So win, 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 if you ask me. All right, I asked the fans already to start voting in this poll. I want to know, do you guys out there, do you even want Dez? Where do you think the fans will stand on this one, Brian? Do they want Dez, yes or no?
You know, ever since there have been reports about the Packers possibly being interested in Dez Bryant, it's been pretty much, I think, fans do want Dez Bryant simply because he still is an impact receiver. He can help the team be more efficient on offense. And then on the other side, they don't want Dez because of his attitude. He's very outspoken. He's very passionate, not in the right way. So I think at the end of the poll, it's just going to be split down the middle. I think there's going to be half the fans that really want Dez Bryant to sign with the Packers. And then there's the other half that say, no, just go with the receivers you have right now.
Just shouting out some of the fans I see in the comment section right now. Caleb says, bring in Dez. He's one of many in the comment section who want to see Dez. And if you look at that poll, Caleb's right there with a lot of Packers fans. 72 so far saying, yes, we do want Dez. 40 saying no. If you want to vote in the poll and you haven't already, hit that heart button if you think you do want the Packers to sign Dez, and hit that angry face if you want no part of Dez. And I see some fans here in the comment section, Steve in particular, calling him a Dez-straction, and that's one way to put it. I don't think Steve and several other hearers in the comment section want to see Dez Bryant in a Green Bay Packers uniform. Let's talk about it. I mentioned it earlier in the intro. Jason Witten, former teammate of Dez Bryant's, tight end of the Dallas Cowboys, who recently retired. He's going to be doing Monday Night Football now for ESPN, and he's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday. But he seems to have a bead on what Dez Bryant is going to do, and he predicted in a recent podcast that Dez Bryant would sign with the Green Bay Packers. So my question for you, Brian, is even if the Packers want to sign Dez Bryant, do they have the salary cap space to make it happen?
Well, here's the salary cap situation for the Packers right now. Now that they've signed all their draft picks, they have about $13.5 million of cap space. So technically, the Packers do have enough to sign Dez Bryant. The issue is, does Dez Bryant want to come to Green Bay depending on the offer they give him? You know, obviously, there were reports that Ravens offered a deal to Dez Bryant. It was about $7 million per season, multi-year deal. Dez reportedly turned that down because he wants a one-year deal, wanted to get as much money as he can for that 1 year, pretty much betting on himself and getting that monster contract in 2019. Now, the other problem is Dez Bryant's market value. I think the longer he remains a free agent, the lower his price goes down. So even though he wants to sign a big contract and the Packers don't want to pay him $7 million per season, I think Dez is going to really have to reevaluate what he wants in terms of a contract for a future NFL team. even though there have been reports that the Packers are really not pursuing Dez Bryant, part of the reason has to do with the money. I think if Dez lowers his price, I think the Packers are willing to sign him. They definitely have the cash space, as I mentioned, $13.5 million. So they can sign one veteran free agent, whether it's a wide receiver, tight end, offensive lineman, edge rusher. They can do it. And I think Dez Bryant is one of the top players the Packers have on their list. It's just a matter of Dez lowering his market price and willing to take a lower price and probably a multi-year deal.
Christy in the comments says, we don't need the drama. And she brings up a good point. When you think of Dez Bryant, you think of the Cowboys, you think of the glitz and the glamour. And Dez was one of the most boisterous, outspoken members of that team. The Green Bay Packers, that kind of goes against everything we've come to know and love about them. So if the Packers are really considering bringing in Dez Bryant, is he compatible with the Green Bay Packers culture?
Well, when you think about the Green Bay Packers, you think about players who are high character, love their fans, leaping into the stands with their fans, you know, not really known for being locker room distractions. So bringing in a guy like Dez Bryant would be the opposite of what Green Bay brought over the years. Now, that being said, ultimately what Green Bay is about is winning. You talk about the New England Patriots of all the Super Bowls they won. You talk about the Dallas Cowboys and their history in the 90s, Pittsburgh Steelers having six Super Bowl victories as well. But when it comes to the Packers, when you look at their overall history, they've won 13 NFL championships. That's the most out of any team in the NFL. And they're also the only team to win three consecutive NFL championships. So even though Dez Bryant is a very passionate, boisterous, can cause problems in the locker room, ultimately, he's all about winning, and I think that's what the Packers are all about also. And then when you look back at last year, the Packers signed a guy like Martellus Bennett, kind of the same type of player like Dez Bryant, very boisterous, very opinionated, always going to speak his mind. Now, it didn't work out for other reasons, but the Packers were all about winning. Martellus Bennett was about. So even though that Dez Bryant is not specifically what the Packers are looking for in terms of personality, he is a guy that can help the team win, and the Packers really want to get back to the Super Bowl, and Dez Bryant could be one of the players that can help them get him there.
Continue to get your thoughts in on Dez in the comments section below. I see a lot of angry faces coming across the bottom and a lot of fans in the comment section saying that he's not worth it. However, the loves and the yes votes still outnumber the angry faces and the no votes. So a lot of fans are able to compartmentalize the potential drama of signing Dez Bryant and the impact he'd bring to the field. Let's talk a little bit more about that impact Dez Bryant would bring, particularly in the red zone. I mean, the Packers already had Davante Adams, who's the only wide receiver in the NFL who's caught double-digit touchdown passes in each of the past 2 years. They brought in Jimmy Graham as well this offseason. So my question for you, Brian, is how good would this Green Bay red zone offense be with Dez Bryant and Jimmy Graham?
They would be nearly unstoppable. And here's the thing with the Packers red zone offense. Even though Aaron Rodgers missed nearly half of the season last year, the Packers were still pretty efficient in the red zone. They completed 62% in the red zone when it comes to touchdowns. So bringing back a healthy Aaron Rodgers is just going to make the Packers near unstoppable in the red zone. And when you add a guy like Dez Bryant, who had six touchdowns last year, Jimmy Graham led all NFL tight ends with 10 touchdowns. And then Davante Adams, you mentioned that he had 10 touchdowns, at least 10 touchdowns the last two seasons. And he's also had at least 70 receptions the last few seasons. It's just going to be difficult for opposing defenses to decide who they want to defend. Do they want to defend Dez Bryant? Do they want to defend Davante Adams? Do you want to defend a guy like Jimmy Graham? Or do they want to defend Aaron Rodgers? Because he could run it in for a score if he wanted to. So I think adding a guy like Dez Bryant is just going to make the Packers' red zone offense near unstoppable. But, and that's the thing, it's almost unstoppable anyways. So even though they don't bring Dez Bryant, it's going to be difficult for defenses to contain the Packers in the red zone. But adding a guy like Dez Bryant is just going to give opposing defense nightmares.
You mentioned Aaron Rodgers in there and his impact. A lot of fans and experts expecting him to have a big season after he comes back from a season in which he missed more than half the year with a broken collarbone. Several experts are already predicting an MVP season for Aaron Rodgers. I'm one of them. But will Aaron Rodgers become a lock to win the MVP if the Packers add Dez Bryant?
It's hard to argue that he wouldn't be, because I think even if they were not to bring in Dez Bryant, he wouldn't be almost a lock to win the MVP award. When you look back at the 2013 season, Aaron Rodgers broke his collarbone, missed half the season, was able to come back and lead the Packers to the playoffs in the wild card round. In 2014, that's when he took his game to another level, had 38 touchdowns, about five or six interceptions, had a passer rating of close to 120 or over 120, and he was able to win his second MVP award. And I think the biggest reason he won the MVP that year was he had a chip on his shoulder. He wanted to prove that he could bounce back from that collarbone injury and lead the Packers to a Super Bowl run. They fell short as they lost to the Seattle Seahawks, but the Packers had a pretty strong season thanks to Aaron Rodgers. I think it's going to be the same thing in 2018. And not even so much about recovering from a collarbone injury, because Aaron Rodgers has done that before. It's more about the other teams in the NFC North, specifically the Minnesota Vikings, because there's been a lot of talk about the Minnesota Vikings being the favorite to win the NFC North with Kirk Cousins as a quarterback, Dalvin Cook coming back from an ACL injury, and the defense led by Everson Griffin and Danielle Hunter being the best in the game. Aaron Rodgers wants to go, hey, I'm still Aaron Rodgers, two-time MVP, and I'm going to prove that to you guys as soon as I hit the field on September 9th when the Packers take on the Bears. So even if they weren't going to bring in Dez Bryant, Aaron Rodgers is a favorite to win the MVP, but if they do sign him, he's going to be close to a lock to win his third MVP award.
You're watching Packers Stack with Brian Jones of the Green Bay Packers on 24/7 Sports. I'm your host, Kevin Boylard. We've broken down Dez and the potential for him to sign with the Green Bay Packers from pretty much every angle so far. We're going to jump into some other topics here, because there's other big news involving the Green Bay Packers and stuff that actually may happen. We don't know if Dez Bryant is ever going to wear a Green Bay Packers uniform, but we do know the Green Bay Packers locked up all 11 of their rookie draft picks this year, and that's quite an accomplishment, and that's what I'm asking you next. Now that they have them all under contract before the first OTA workouts, how much of it is an accomplishment for the Packers to have every single one of the rookie draft picks signed?
I think it's pretty big. And, you know, as you mentioned, the Packers drafted 11 players. They were able to sign all their draft picks right before the first OTA practice. And they needed that, because if the Packers want to make a Super Bowl run, they're going to need those young players to get as many reps as they can in OTAs, mini camp, and training camp. Specifically, the first two picks in Jair Alexander and Josh Jackson. The Packers have had their issues at the cornerback position, and I think they resolved that by adding Alexander and Jackson. So they're going to get as many reps as they can. Alexander's a favorite to win that nickel cornerback position, him teaming up with Tremont Williams and Kevin King. And then Jackson, they may bring him in a little bit slowly, but he's going to be a future starter for the Packers. So in order for them to be efficient, they got to get those reps in during the summer. And I think a guy like Oren Burks, who they were able to sign this week, that could play linebacker or safety. So with Mike Pettine being the new defensive coordinator, Burks is going to get those reps as well. And even the wide receivers, Jamon Moore, Equanimee St. Brown, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, all those guys are going to need to get those reps, because they're competing for that number three wide receiver position, which is currently held by Geronimo Allison. So I think it's huge for the Packers to sign all their draft picks, because, again, they're going to need those reps during OTAs, during the mandatory minicamp, and in training camp, and in the preseason. Because the Packers had issues last year where either it was injuries or the players at school where they missed practices and fell behind during the regular season. So the fact that the Packers are able to get all their draft picks signed before the first OTA practice is going to be big for them in the regular season.
The last Packer to sign of the rookie draft picks was third-round linebacker Oren Burks. What does Burks bring to the Green Bay Packers?
Well, Burks is interesting because he's kind of a hybrid D defensive back linebacker. He started his career at Vanderbilt as a safety. Then they moved him to inside linebacker. And I was able to watch some highlights of him last night. And he's a pretty efficient player. He finished his 2017 season at Vanderbilt with 80 tackles, one sack, one interception, seven tackles for loss. And normally when you draft a guy like Vanderbilt, he's going to be pretty efficient. And that's what the Packers are hoping. Right now, the Packers have two starting inside linebackers in Blake Martinez, Jake Ryan. Both are really efficient. Jake Ryan had the 18th highest Pro Football Focus grade for linebackers last year. And then Blake Martinez, depending on which stat you look at, led the NFL in tackles. The NFL credited him with 144. The Packers credited him with 158. So he's Burks is going to learn from two quality linebackers and Jake Ryan and and Blake Martinez. Next year, I think that's when Oren Burks takes the next step and probably starting inside linebacker, because Jake Ryan is going to be a free agent. There's no telling that the Packers can re-sign him. They want to, but you just don't know what's going to happen in free agency. So Oren Burks is a guy that can obviously play sideline to sideline, doesn't miss too many tackles. If they really wanted to, and I don't think the Packers have any plans to do this, but if they wanted to, they could play him at the safety position. Mike Pettine, the defensive coordinator, likes guys that can play multiple positions, and Oren Burks can definitely do that. So I think Oren Burks brings a lot to the table. We talk about Jaire Alexander and Josh Jackson, what they bring to the table, but Oren Burks is just as he's going to make as much of an impact as Alexander and Jackson.
Scott in the comments actually makes a pretty good point. He says, this is huge that the Packers got all these deals done so early, because now they can start to get working on Aaron Rodgers' contract. Is that the next order of business?
I think that is the next order of business for the Packers. And there have been reports that get done sometime in June, at the absolute latest July, right before training camp. And I've heard different numbers when it comes to how much Aaron Rodgers could sign for. The one thing I didn't hear is him not getting $100 million guaranteed, but I did hear that he could get $200 million total value and a record signing bonus, which could be close to $54 million at signing, and then $100 million guaranteed within the first 3 years. So I think there's a lot of things that need to be ironed out in order for Aaron Rodgers to sign his next contract. The market value is there because of what Matt Ryan signed for. But when it comes to signing bonus, roster bonuses, that all needs to be ironed out. But you could see Aaron Rodgers signing his deal sometime in June at the absolute latest, right before training camp. The Packers report for training camp July 25th, and the first practice is on July 26th. So I think the deal will get done, and I think Aaron Rodgers will be close to the highest paid player in the NFL.
Just by listening to this show, you can tell these Packers are completely different than the Packers of the past. And that has everything to do with new GM Brian Gutekunst. And Brian, has Packers, first-year Packers GM Brian Gutekunst, already established himself as an upgrade over Ted Thompson, who held the position for 13 years before that?
Well, one of the biggest criticisms for Ted Thompson is he doesn't go after free agents. And with Brian Gutekunst, he said he was going to be aggressive in free agency. And we did see that not only so much with the Packers signing Jimmy Graham, Mohamed Wilkerson, and Tremont Williams, but at the start of free agency, it was reported that Packers were going after wide receiver Allen Robinson before he signed with the Chicago Bears, and Sammy Watkins before he signed with the Kansas City Chiefs. One of the other things that stood out for me is the Packers signing Chicago Bears cornerback Kyle Fuller to an offer sheet. Now the Bears quickly, but you could tell that Gutekunst wasn't satisfied with what he saw in the quarterback position as well as the wide receiver position, and he was going to do what he could in free agency to land one of those players. And as for him already being an upgrade, it's just hard to tell right now, because Ted Thompson, even though he got a lot of criticism towards the end of his run as a general manager, he did help the Packers win a Super Bowl, and he did draft Aaron Rodgers in 2005. I think if Gutekunst is able to help the Packers get to a Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl in the next few years, I think you can say he's an upgrade. But one of the other things he needs to do, and when you look at the last two notable general managers for the Packers, Ron Wolf in the 90s, he was able to sign trade for Brett Favre in 1992. And then, as I mentioned, Thompson drafting Aaron Rodgers. I think Gutekunst needs to find that quarterback in the draft or in trade that can be a success for the Aaron Rodgers. They're not thinking about that. That's further down the road. But I think to really make that stamp to be an upgrade is finding that quarterback that could be a successful for Aaron Rodgers. But right now, he's off to a great start, able to sign some key free agents, and draft 11 players, get an extra draft pick in the first round of 2019, and signing all those draft picks. So even though it's too early to tell for him being an upgrade, he's off to a tremendous start.
Packers fans are excited about the future and what it could hold for GM Brian Gutekunst and the way he's building this team. So let's have a little bit of fun now, but not too much fun, which we're hearing a lot in Green Bay tend to do, because Green Bay was recently named America's drunkest city by USA Today. It's an annual poll, survey, study, whatever you want to call it, that they do. And guess what? Green Bay was the big winner, I guess you could say, with 26.5% of adults drinking to excess, according to the study by USA Today. So my question for you, based off of this recent study, finding that the Packers, or Green, home of the Packers, Green Bay, is the drunkest city in America, will the Packers fans be toasting in celebration or drowning their sorrows in 2018?
As long as Aaron Rodgers is healthy, the Packers fans are going to be toasting in celebration. I think there's going to be a lot going on with the Packers. Again, if Aaron Rodgers is healthy, the Packers have a chance to win at least 10 games. The fact that it's the 100th season, there's going to be a lot of celebrating going on. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of alcohol flowing all season long. But I think this, unlike last season where the Packers finished the year 7-9, first losing season since 2008, I think this year is going to be different. They're going to be celebrating quite a bit because they're going to be happy the team is winning. Aaron Rodgers is healthy. You get production out of your young running backs, out of your young cornerbacks. So I think even though last year wasn't what the Packers fans hope it could be, I think this year is going to be a lot different. You know, it's still going to be the same when it comes to celebrating for the Packers fans. But I think a lot more are going to be celebrating because they're going to be happy that the team is successful in 2018.
All right, fans, you know what time it is. The phone lines are officially open. I know it's Friday, and we're talking about Green Bay as the drunkest city in America, so we could be getting some interesting calls here soon. But whatever you guys want to talk about, whether it's Packers or your weekend plans, if you want to share them with Brian and I, please call in now. 615-422-5240 is the number. We're looking forward to answering some of your calls in just a minute. But right now, we're going to jump into the phone, into the comment section while we're waiting for that phone line to buzz. And Brian, I want to ask you, you wrote a story about Jamal Williams and you made a case for him as a starting running back for the Green Bay Packers. Why do you think he deserves that role?
You know, talking to fans, and they pretty much said that Aaron Jones should be the starter. And there's a case for Aaron Jones to be the starting running back for the Packers. Today, I wrote a story about Jamal Williams making a case for him to be the starter, because when he started at training camp last year, he was working with the first team offense because he was able to pass protect better than Ty Montgomery and Aaron Jones. Now, in the regular season, Ty Montgomery became the starting running back, and then Jamal Williams got a little bit of a chance against the Chicago Bears in week four. He injured his knee, and Aaron Jones was able to take over. A few weeks later, Aaron Jones got injured. Ty Montgomery was on injured reserve, and then Williams took over and pretty much never looked back. Like, he didn't put up staggering numbers, but he was pretty efficient. He had 818 yards from scrimmage, 6 total touchdowns. He won Rookie of the Week 1 week during the season, as well as Ground Player of the Week. And he's a guy that can, he's probably the most complete back on the roster because he can run between the tackles, he can pass, catch the ball in the backfield, and he can carry the ball 20 times a game, which is something you really don't see with NFL running backs. So, again, I think there's a case to be made for Aaron Jones to start a running back and Ty Montgomery as well. But I think if you want a complete running back that's going to be reliable, can catch the ball out of the backfield, and most importantly, protect Aaron Rodgers, then Jamal Williams is your guy.
All right, we have our first caller on the line right now. You're watching Packers Stack with Brian Jones and myself. What's your name and what's your question for Brian?
Hey, my name is Dustin. So I do construction. I listen to a lot of football radio every day. I was listening to Good Morning Football in the last couple days. I don't remember which day it was. They were talking about who's going to rule the NFC North. Basically, I guess my question is, they basically compared, is Aaron Rodgers good enough to overrule the rest of the NFC North? And they said no. The Vikings roster is going to be better, or the Lions even. Do you think that the rest of our roster gets downgraded because Rodgers is so good, or is the rest of our roster in the past year just been really that bad? I'm just curious.
Brian, where do you stand on that one?
Yeah, I actually did listen to that where none of them picked the Packers to own the NFC North because they were all about the Vikings and the Lions. I think one of the things that the Packers did this offseason was not only hire Brian Gutekunst, but hire a slew of new assistant coaches, specifically Joe Philbin. They brought him back to be offensive coordinator and Mike Pettine to be the defensive coordinator. But when it comes to the roster, I think they've made some improvements, adding Jimmy Graham, adding Muhammad Wilkerson, Tremont Williams, then drafting Jair Alexander and Josh Jackson. Relatively speaking, the roster is really young. So I think that's one of the reasons why they said the Vikings or the Lions would rule the NFC North. But as long as we've seen it before, time and time again, as long as Aaron Rodgers is healthy, he's going to get the Packers to at least 10 wins because he can pretty much carry a team. You don't want to see that year in and year out, but he has that ability. And I think they've made enough improvements on the roster to where they can at least compete for the NFC North title. Again, the Vikings are going to be good. I think the Lions are going to be competitive. But as long as number 12 is under center for the Packers, you cannot bet against them when it comes to winning the NFC North.
That's definitely true. And we've seen Aaron Rodgers make those who pick against him pay in the past. Our phone lines are still open. The number 615-422-5240. If you got a call or you got a question, give us a call, give us a buzz. I'll patch your call right through to Brian and we'll get it answered. But right now the phone's not ringing. We missed a couple of them. I know you guys are trying to call, but sometimes our timing's not quite on. So I've got another question here I'll ask Brian. Clay Matthews had a birthday this week. He needs a big season. Is there any chance he does so for the Packers this year?
You know, I think so. I think the last few years, Clay Matthews hasn't lived up to his expectations or the fans' expectations because of injuries, playing inside linebacker. I think last year, it was pretty solid. He led the team in sacks with 7.5. But Packers fans are used to seeing Clay Matthews getting 12, 11 sacks per season. He's getting older, so he's not the player that he once was, but he has that ability to have another double-digit sack season. I think this is going to be a big year for him because this is the final year of his contract. The Packers pretty much didn't add any edge rushers when it comes to free agency or in the draft. They added one in the seventh round, Kendall Donaldson, but he's going to be a bubble player when it comes to making the final roster. So Clay Matthews, he knows the pressure is on him, and I think if Nick Perry, who had 7 sacks last year, he's able to be efficient and take some of the pressure off of Clay Matthews, then I think Clay Matthews can be pretty productive for his final year under contract with the Packers. And hopefully that could lead to a contract extension where he can end his career with the Packers.
All right. Oh, man, we just missed one last call, and I think that's all the time that we have unless we get one in the next 3, 2, 1 at a time. Sorry, we got to close down the phone lines here. Just kidding. Here's one right now. All right. Last caller, you're on the air right now on Packer Stack Live. Welcome to the show. What's your name and what's your question for Brian?
My name is Kristen. Can Brian hear me right now?
Yes, he can hear you. What's your question?
Yeah.
Well, first I got to say, what's up, Brian, the man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
He said, what's going on?
Not a whole lot. So if we were to draft Dez, do you see us into the playoffs or not things in chance?
I'm not sure. Brian, were you able to hear that? There was going in and out a little bit there.
I can only hear bits and pieces of that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Could you repeat the crux of your question there again? What was it about the playoffs? If what happens if Dez, are you saying?
Hold on, I'll try again. So if we were to draft Dez, do you see us having more of a chance to get into the playoffs or less of a chance?
Okay, good question. Dez Bryant, does signing him improve or decrease the Packers' chances of making the playoffs this year?
Oh, I think it's more. And I think the Packers can make the playoffs even without Dez. But when you add a player like Dez Bryant, whenever you add another quality weapon for Aaron Rodgers, that's just going to make the offense more dangerous. You have Dez Bryant, you have Devontae Adams, Randall Cobb, Jimmy Graham, and even the running backs and Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones. It's going to be cool for opposing defenses to stop. And then when you add, you bring back Joe Philbin as the offensive coordinator. Joe Philbin in 2011, that 15-1 team, they scored 35 points or 35 points 9 times during that year. I don't know if we'll be to that level, but it could be very well close because they're going to have so many weapons. The offensive line should be pretty stable. It's just so difficult for opposing defense to stop, let alone Aaron Rodgers. When you add the weapons in Devontae Adams, Dez Bryant, Jimmy Graham, Randall Cobb, Jamal Williams, Aaron Jones, and even Ty Montgomery, it's going to be a long season for teams who are facing the Packers offense.
All right. I got to rush now, but here we go. Let's get this one last look at the poll. Do you want Dez? 168 fans say yes. 89 say no. Brian, where should the Packers fans stand on this one? Where do you stand? Should they want Dez or should they be nah?
You know, as I mentioned, the Packers are all about winning. They do want those character guys, but I think the Packers should really look into Dez Bryant. I mentioned that before, and it looks like the fans are also want Dez Bryant in the Packers uniform because last year it wasn't great for the Packers. They were 7-9, first losing season since 2008. They got to bounce back, and they got to get that roster better. So even though the Packers, I think, still have a chance to make the playoffs, they can make a deep run in the playoffs with Dez Bryant in a Packers uniform. So I definitely think the Packers should look into signing Dez Bryant for the 2018 season.
All right, Brian. Great job, as usual. Another successful episode of Packer Stack. Another one in the books. Make sure you're following Brian on Twitter, at BrianJones247. He's a very busy man, so I got to let him go. I know he's got a big weekend in front of him, too, so we're going to let him get to that and get started on the fun that goes with all that. So, Brian, awesome job on today's show. Thank you for stopping by for another episode of Packer Stack, and we'll catch you next time.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Always a pleasure.
All right. Going to break it down here from the 24/7 Sports Studio in Nashville, Tennessee. Say goodbye to everyone. Awesome job. Everyone who voted in the poll, dropped your thoughts and questions in the comment section. Those of you who shared the video, big two thumbs up to you guys because you're helping us grow our audience and reach even more Packers fans. So that's awesome stuff. I told you guys already to follow Brian on Twitter, at BrianJones247. If you'd like, you can also follow me on Twitter and Facebook. Search my name, Kevin Boylard, in the search function and follow me. Send me a DM. Let's talk Packers, NFL, life, whatever it is. And if you're on the Packers Facebook page right now, Green Bay Packers on 24/7 Sports on Facebook. Make sure you're liking and sharing all these posts to help us reach a larger audience. And if you find yourself in one of Brian's articles, make sure you're clicking in there and you're signing up for the newsletter link so that you can get the greatest and breaking Packers news sent straight to your inbox. Wouldn't that be nice? You wouldn't have to go out and search for it. We'll send it straight to you. We want to make it easy as possible for all of you out there to be Packers fans. And luckily, Aaron Rodgers does that for us. But we are always trying to pick up any slack that we can. All right. It's Friday. Everyone's trying to get out of here. I'm extending a show, trying to get extra phone calls in. So everyone's mad at me right now, but I don't really care. I'm hanging out with Packers fans, and that's when I'm at my happiest. So I'm going to give one last final shout out and thank you to Brian Jones of the Green Bay Packers on 24/7 Sports. I owe Mike, the producer, a shout out. He's in the control room, making sure this whole show goes smoothly and everything looks beautiful. And, so I owe him and Brian, of course, a big thank you, as well as everyone else here on the NFL team at 24/7 Sports. I'm Kevin Boylard, making sure you're keeping it locked right here where we're talking your team all the time.